Joseph's brother. He had brothers. Each one Joseph and Madrega Malka. Important to understand what Malchus is, what needed and necessary for the Madrega Malka. Yehuda and Yosef. Of course, there's a very paradoxical thing. Yehuda had various Madregas and Malchus. But Yehuda, together with the brothers, had to do a very fundamental tshuva. And it was only after did that they were zocher to be the Yifrei Shiftei Kor and to be zocher the Madregas they had. But an interesting medrash in this week's parsha. Exactly what it was for which Yehuda was zocher l'malchus. You read by Hebrew Eichari. Then, Vayered Yehuda me'ez echot. So Rashi said, Lama nisim lecha parshas ulekat. Yivsik parshas ulekat. Lamed. Shehovidu ochet v'dulas. This is a very interesting type of behavior. They had a fight with Yosef. Yosef said, Zochel amalch. Why is Yosef, and they say, no, Yehuda's Malchus. Why are you, Yosef, upsetting everything? Yehuda's Malchus and you're Moreg Malchus. Then they sold Yosef. They thought he was Chayav Misa, sold him to slavery. And then all of a sudden, Horidu said, no, you're a bad Melech. Oh, from the garden. First thing, they say, listen, a melech has to take responsibility for what he does. You are a leader. A leader has to be able to lead us against that which we believe, if we're wrong. You have a situation. They're angry at Yosef. He's a Moreg Malchus. They make a bezdin. They pass him. Fine. And what did they do? Vayakira vayomer. Son is beneath. Chaya roa chalos. Hakina. Hakson is bin chahiyim lo. Vayakira vayomer. He said. Chaya roa chalos. Torah goes. Yosef's been killed. Now, had they realized the incredible madrega that Yaakov thought Yosef was, had they understood that Yaakov had unbelievable insight into the godliness of Yosef, and therefore, that this son that he thought was the son was his mamshich darko, and that's why he made the son as possible. It wasn't just for this stupid reason, that stupid reason. Had they understood the madrega of their father of Yaakov, and what he saw in the madrega of Yehuda, they never would have sold. But they thought, okay, Yaakov has 12 sons, one's got, no. Take a while, this a while, that a while, pick up and go for out. They saw that Yaakov, what did it say? Vayikru Yaakov singlosov, vayosu sakva mosov, vayisablal b'no yomi rabi. Keep going. Didn't stop. Yom Imran. ויקומו קורבנו וחובנוזו ונחמה ואימוים וסנחם ויאמר כי יראה ילבדי עבור שוב. One reason Yaakov was inconsolable. Another reason Yaakov. That find out in Parshas Vayikra. Goes back to Medrash of Vayetz. Yaakov Avinu knew there was a nevuah. The Imahos knew there was a nevuah. That the beginning of Klal Yisrael would be from Yud Bei Shvat. Vayetzer, the Medrash said, we know everyone knows the Rashi. Vayikach me avnei hamakom, vayikach me ha'evan. There were a lot of stones, there's one stone. And there's a Medrash. The Medrash asked the question, how many stones were there? One says there were two stones, one says there were three stones, one says there were 12 stones. Megish says, what is, why? What's happened? Megish says, two stones. Said, listen. Yaakov Avinu took one stone. This is Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, Yotza Mimenu Yishmael. And Klal Yisrael are not the descendants of Avraham Avinu. Yotza Mimenu Yishmael, Yotza Mimenu B'nei Keturah. He had eight children, one was all right, the other seven were no good. He took another stone. He said, this is Yitzchak. And says, Yitzchak, Yotza Mimenu Esav. Klal Yisrael from the beginning of Yitzchak. That's on Esav. If the two stones become one stone. And I'm Zocha. In the morning there'll be one. I know I will be Mamed Yud Bei Shifteka. So says Yaakov. Another Mandoma says these are 12 stones. Each represents one of the Shvatim. I hope I can. If I know that they'll all become one. Bottom line, Yaakov knew Avraham Avinu was unbelievable. Midas HaChesed. But with Midas HaChesed was a little too much. And Yotza Mimenu Yishmael. Yitzchak, Midas of Gvura, a little too much. In the balance between Chesed and Gvura. Yotza Mimenu Esav. If I can find the right balance between Chesed and Gvura, I know I'll be Zocher that all of my children, I'll be have 12 Shvatim and I'll be Mamed Yud Bei Shifteka. And he knew if he's going to be Zocher to 12 children, he'll be Mamshuch Darko, he'll be Zocher to be the founder of Klal. And the Medrash says that when he hears, oh Yosef ben Ichai, that's not enough. Bayaris Agolos. He saw the Agolos. What did the Agolos see? Understood that Yosef was still holding on to the Messiah and he knew he still had 12 children. He knew he was going to be Zohar. Yaakov lost the son who he thought was that son and he put everything into his most talented, the biggest Baal Madrega. Lost that such a son. To be Mamshuch Darko. Incredible loss. He lost his son. He also lost not his Imam and Yud Bei Shifteka. Inconsolable. What the Yachmah saw? The answer is they didn't. Most people, if you want to know, is it Shem Shemayim? Is it just how deep does it go into a person? Impetuous. You don't think what's going to be the next day, and the next day you don't have a thought through. Probably not. When they realized that Yaakov Avinu, how they had hurt and destroyed Yaakov, and they hadn't thought about it. So they realized something's wrong with the Yiddish. Yehuda, you're not writing up. Vayei Adija Adulami Ushmo Chira. Vayei Hashem, the whole story, he got married. Vayei Vayomit, Vatamas Bashua Eishis Yehuda, Vayinachim Yehuda. Story. And she started the way at the Dera, Vayiro Yehuda, Vayashiro Vazona. Exactly what's happening here. Rambam has one Mahalach, Rambam has a different Mahalach. Medrash says at that point, Kodesh Baruch Hu decided what's going to be with the Melech Melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu, all of you, this Chasrein, has understood Malchus is going to come out of you. So Medrash says that Kodesh Baruch Hu basically forced it into this situation. For two reasons. A child that will come out to give an assayim to Yehuda. Yehuda Vayoshev al Yehuda Vayoma al Motsasiyo Vayoma Yehuda Tikach lo Pinya Levuz, doesn't find her, and he's told that she's pregnant. Vayoma Yehuda, to say, Shechayev Nisa, Hotsio Vatisaris. Again, Yehuda very quick with the Psak, so Vatisaris. She says nothing. Nimu says, Yishochal Chamiyoleima. She says, Lo Isha She'elelo, the Chosemes Vihapsim. Onochi Hara. Vatomer, and she says, she doesn't say Yehuda. Hakino. Who is it? Who does this belong to? Vayaki Yehuda. Yehuda saw. Vayomer, and he said, Sotya Mimeni. Kalkenu Satya Lashaylavit. Luna Halacha. She was not willing to be Malvin Pon of Barab. Halacha Limor Bom Matzia says, Mutavada, better for a person, Hashach Atmo Lekip Shonech, allow themselves to be burned to death rather than Mal Pnei Chavar Abraham. That literally, it's figuratively, we shouldn't talk about it. On the one hand, it's Tomo. Unbelievable Madreik. She understands, Yehuda will be embarrassed. Says Paniyah Levaz, he doesn't know what came over. To publicly embarrass him, she's not willing. But she put Yehuda on the spot. By Yomer, and he said, Sod can be met. Now, he's willing to embarrass himself. But also sure, at that moment, he also basked. Roy Yehuda Yosmanach. Yehuda had incredible leadership capabilities. It's tremendous vulnerability. His brothers were angry at him. He went and became a leader somewhere in another group of people. Whole different society. You have a man the leader. Highly respected, and he has to publicly embarrass himself. Amano Emes. Forty-five years ago, remember, I didn't understand. I was young. I heard this medrash many, many years ago from a rebbe. Used to talk about this medrash all the time. A certain senator from Massachusetts who got drunk. Driving across a bridge with some woman in the car, and the car went off the bridge. And didn't know what to do. He was drunk. Could have saved her. He could have got drunk, whatever. He could have saved her life. But Then he'd have to go running and get people to schlep the car out. Be totally embarrassed. Let her there die. Next day, he wasn't so drunk anymore. There's a whole terrace, a whole excuse. Romanik, see that maybe he'll lose his entire position. He built up an entire position. I'm willing to suffer the embarrassment of everything and lose my entire position. The person's right to that. Money who can embarrass himself and lose his position on MS, save someone's life, rather than giving every which has been everything. The nida of being makir, being willing, not worrying about your position, doing that which is right because it's right, independently of what your position is. That's a melechus. At what point does Shaul lose the malchus? Shaul was sent to kill Amalek. False success. Tim Chazesh Amalek. And Shmuel Anovi tells him, Vayomer Shmuel Shaul, Osi Sholach Hashem Moshcha Lemelech Al Amalek. I was a Kodesh Baruch Hu Shliach to make you the Melech on his people. Incredible tshuva for the Maram HaRuchim. Incredible tshuva for the Maram HaRuchim. So halacha of Maram Kedushin says, Melech Shemocha Kvodo En Kvodo Mocha. Why? Because it says, Som Tosn Lech Melech Shetehei En Mocha. You could say simply, that's a simple pshat in the Gemara, that it's necessary for society to listen to the government. Otherwise, everything falls apart. Like, Melech cannot just get rid of his car. Possibility number one. Says Maram Rubenberg, that's not the Shatnik Mark. Maram Rubenberg says, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaMamlich Melochim V'lo HaMelochim. HaMalchus, every day we say Shalchot. There's only one Melech. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Has certain people who are his representatives to exercise malchus in this world. And that is what Shmuel told him. Osi sholach Hashem moshachocha lemelech halach. And therefore, the covenant isn't what's due to this individual. It's who is the covenant due to? Takarish Baruch Hu, because that's malchus. Ki ha-malchus shalachari. The reason is really only one melech. He needs some people doing his work down here on planet Earth. Kol Hashem Tzvachos. Pakadati Eisesha Osa Amalek. I remember what Amalek did. Go kill Amalek. No Rachmanes. Lo Sach Mol Olov. Ish. Aisha Olol. Yonek. Shoa. Se. Gomel. Chamo. Every. It's a Gemara. Gemara says that night. Shoal Sach Mol Kodesh Baruch. If the men do bad, what's about the women? If the women, what about the children? If the children, what about the animals? Nabasco came out. Because called Morachimla Zwarim. The Sofma Achsawa Rahman. You have Rahmanis on evil people. In the end you're gonna be evil to people for Bali Rahman. Al Tiyat Sadik Harbi. Don't be a big tzaddik in the Torah. Believe. And so what happened to Shaul? Gemara says he killed the Kohanim with Noah. It was a lungus, it was a this, it was a that, it was a Hezbollah, everything. Now, everyone knows the story. Vayispo says, Agag Melech HaMolech Chai, and he brought back the Tzon and the Bochur. He didn't do everything I thought he brought. Held men, women, children, with the exception of Agag, and the Tzon and the Bok. Vayid var Hashem al Shmuel Lema, Yichamti kim lachti Yishol. Acharat Amir Shol Melech. Vayizak al Hashem kol alayo. Vayichal Shmuel is upset. He davened all night. So at the end of the day, Hakadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Didn't change his mind. Vayovo Shmuel al Shol. Vayomel al Shol. Baruch Ato Hashem Hakimosi Yitzvar Hashem. I fulfilled what Hakadosh Baruch Hu told me. Vayomer Shmuel. Shmuel said, Mekolam, what's all this son of Boko that I hear out there? Vayomer Shol. He had it seaweed from another. And Shmuel was telling you, we're Mekayim, seaweed of the another. And I told you the name of Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, the Hulamdis here. But he says, we brought it back for Korb. What am I saying? Brought back for Korb. You were supposed to kill the tzonen buck. Hakadosh Baruch Hu says that's what you have to do. So now you come. No, we have a better idea. We're going to bring it as a Korb. Vayom Shmuel Shor El Shor. Her Vagilocho Eisa Shadiba Hashem Elai Halai. Vayom Elo David. Sure, since you wasn't caught, not to be Nefo. Rosh Chief to Yisrael. What is the reason you spit Agag? You thought I'm this little Nebu Jewish king, and there's Agag, this big, powerful king of Amalek. You missed the point. You represent the Melech Malchim and Malchim of the world. Not to be Nefo. You'll be the biggest honor in the world. You'll be the Nefo like Agag. But as the Melech, you can't be an honor. You represent the Melech Malchim Malchim. You are his Melech, his people. First, Vayim Shochamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu appointed you, Melech Halam O Yisrael. Shloch HaShem Baderech, Vayomer, you said, Leif HaChramtim, kill these evil people on Molech. Lomer Lo Shemato B'Kol HaShem. Why do you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's voice? And you got all the Shaul's booty. So what did Shaul say? He had his one last chance. Vayomer Shaul El Shmuel, Asher Shamati B'Kol Hashem, I would have listened to him. But the people convinced me to bring it back to the court. That's puzzling. Cannot admit I made a mistake. Vayomer Shmuel, and Shmuel said, "Hachifat Hashem Melech Zizvach." My Kodesh Baruch doesn't care about a korban; wants you to listen. Yan Lasis Vashem Ayimoth. Kodesh Baruch doesn't want this. He presented him with what he had done wrong. What is Shaul going to do? He's the Melech. He's the leader. He can either admit or not admit. Till that point, everything's in a balance. Kodesh Baruch Hu said, I don't want him as a Melech. Shmuel the whole night stopped crying and davening, keep him as a Melech. And he presents the issue straight to Shaul. Can you accept responsibility for what you did, or you cannot accept responsibility for what you did? Yeah. If you can't be enough. No one's perfect. To be a manik, you have to be willing to accept the responsibility. Willing to suffer the embarrassment. Willing to maybe lose your job. If you're the melech, you have to take that responsibility. You're a leader. That's the quality of a leader. No. Take that sense of responsibility. And when he couldn't, and he blamed the people, or this, Melech doesn't follow, Melech leaves. Melech takes responsibility. Vayimotz Chomi Melech. But then Shmuel said, Shaul said it too late. Vayomer Shaul El Shmuel Chatos. He had said it a minute before he had said it. Only when he realized the consequences of not taking responsibility that he was finished. And he said, no. I'm fine. I'm taking responsibility. Too late.
fundamental need of a melech.
Being a manik, taking responsibility or for your success or for your failure, you lost the mountains. Chatos. I'm a voyish in front of the people. Come back with me. And then you know. I can't. Here's a man. All of a sudden, he came out victory. He came out, I'm a melech. And then he's standing there on the side. Well, it's all over. It's all over. Okay, I made a mistake. No, you're finished. So at least let's put on a show as if I'm not finished, and then I will figure out what we're doing. You're finished. Yehuda. So it can be mentioned. I'm a voyage. They won't look at me. I'll lose my leadership. But I have to admit what I did right and what I did wrong, no matter what the consequences are. That's mine. Give me a note. Someone who can't is more concerned about his own position than his job as a manik. He can't be a manik. And that's what the Medrash says at that very moment. When Yehuda said the word, Sod can be many, the Baskol came up. He's over a manik. That key thing. Yehuda made mistakes. Everyone makes mistakes. Melech can make mistakes. Every human being makes mistakes. But the quality of greatness is what you do with a mistake. Can you own up to it? Can you say, okay, I made a mistake. Let's see what I do now. I have to admit it. Take the consequences. And see. That is going to be the point. That's going to be the quality of a melech. If you can do it, you can be a melech. That's Yehuda's mind. And Yaakov Avinu. Interesting, Sof Yomov. When he's confronting all the Shvatim. Interesting. What he says. Gives the brach to the Yubei Shiftik. They did a lot of aveiros. So what does he say? Shimon v'Levi Yachim. Klei chomos v'chei roseya. V'sodom al tavo nafshi v'keilom al tichad kevodim. K'vi afram hogu ishu v'rtsonim ikru shor. Says Rashi. Why did he give them a clover? Agam Hogulish Hamor and Ansheshem. Don't know for sure, but she also comes to Yehuda. Yehuda is also one of the leaders. My bad, sir. The idea was his. Sell him off. Ata Yuducha. Achach. Yodcha Ba'orach. What does that mean? Ata Yuducha. Achacha. His clue the loss of Tomor. What's he afraid of? Maisa Tomor. The Karu Yaakov is very weak, so he's low. Ato Kamos. You're not like. Why not? He just said, Sod can be met. He's able to be honest. Able to admit his mistake and pick up and say, I'm going. Shimon v'Levi, Yaakov kept the cloak. Yehuda, not from Bechiras Yosef, not from Maisel Tamer, nothing. Fine as a medrash, but other Merishin in Kayin. Kayin did an Aveira, other Merishin did an Aveira. Other Merishin said, other Merishin, eight from the eight said, dance. Can't imagine it's the worst thing. An unbelievable punishment. What did Cain do? He killed his brother. So, what's his clothing? Money back. So the Medrash says, Odom Rishon met Kayin. He asked Kayin, why is it that you got a visa and I got such a punishment? Obvious question. And Kayin answered, Amarti Vidoi Vasisi Chuf. What, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu confronted Adam and Rish, and what did he say? He says, why are you hiding? No. Vayechavek. What you do, she did it. When she asked her, what she do? The Nachash did. He asked Kain, what you do? He said, Godol Avoni Nesah. In the baby. I want to go back. Person, not yesterday, but honesty in one way. A lot about honesty. First has to look at himself very honestly. Where I am, what I'm doing, where I'm going, who am I? Person wants to achieve anything great in terms of his own development. He has to be willing to look at himself with incredible honesty. Not fool himself, not weigh himself. Yachin weren't able to be honest with themselves. They committed an horrible avek. They couldn't do tshuva for 22 years. They lived in some sort of a dinya. And even when they're standing there in front of Yosef, it's interesting. They're standing there in front of Yosef, and Yosef's playing with them. They turned, they didn't understand that Yosef listened. Vayomru ishalochim, and one said to the other, Avol Hashemim anachnu alochim. Why are we suffering? Why is this man punishing us? Because we're guilty about Yosef. What are we guilty about Yosef? We sold him to slavery. We wanted to kill him. We weren't the highest in the Rachman. It was immediately that immediately this man isn't being a Rachman on us. But the basic behavior, even there, he never, until Yosef was forced down to look at himself and ask, what and where are? Didn't understand where they had gone wrong. Everyone can give an excuse. Everyone gives excuses. All the tourism in the world. A person grows when he can be honest with himself, when he can look at himself, when he can pick himself up and say, this is my chasara and this is my aveira. How am I honestly going to do what make sure I don't? This is where I want to go. What are the things that are standing in my way? How am I going to change myself? How am I going to work? A person looks at himself honestly. Yehuda had that ability here, to be honest. On the other hand, totally honest, until Yosef pulled it out of them and forced them to realize how deep you have to go to be honest, he couldn't resolve for long. Yehuda understood, and Malchus and Tal Yisrael, to be honest with yourself, take the consequences of what you said, see how after you fall, you pick yourself up, and you make yourself what you really become in leadership.